It made her sad to think of Sansa and her father. The inn was full of people moving south, and the common room erupted in scorn when Yoren said they were travelling the other way. "You'll be back soon enough," the innkeeper vowed. "There's no going north. Half the fields are burnt, and what folk are left are walled up inside their holdfasts. One bunch rides off at dawn, and another one shows up by dusk." "That's nothing to us," Yoren insisted stubbornly. "Tully of Lannister makes no matter. The Watch takes no part."
"Lord Tully is my grandfather," Arya thought. It mattered to her, but she chewed her lip and kept quiet, listening.
"It's more than Lannister and Tully," the innkeeper said. "There's wild men down from the Mountains of the Moon. Try telling them you take no part. And the Starks are in it too. The young lords come down, the dead and son."
Arya sat up straight, straining to hear. Did he mean Rob?
"I heard the boy rides to battle on a wolf," said a yellow-haired man with a tankard in his hand.
"Fool's talk," Yoren spat